Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
They look at it as 18 inches is that measurement of the cubit. So if you multiply all that, we're talking a wall 216 foot. Wall. Now here's the controversy. Of course, it's not to me. We'll see when we get to heaven. Is it 216 foot high or 216 foot? What's the word? Thick. Well, it depends who you talk to. I mean, there's some great commentators out there. You know what a commentator is? They're just commentators. That's what they think. You know, could it be 216 foot high? It could be, but the Bible's not to say. Could it be 216 foot thick? It very well could be. I don't know. One fellow said it would be awful strange to have a 1,380 foot high city with a 216 foot wall that was only, that's like an ant bed compared to a mountain. Are you following? So that's why his argument was 216 foot deep. I always took it as 216 foot high. That's how I've always took it, because of the foundations and the names. I'm just visualizing, as you see the foundations, looking at it, you see the names of the apostles. Are you following? It'd be kind of hard to look at them when you're looking through a thick wall and it's cut this. Y'all are looking at me awful strange. Anyway, I take it as being the height of the wall. Again, I could be wrong. I don't think so, but anyway. But we see it was of pure jasper. And notice it was clear as crystal. Clear as crystal. What does that mean? You can see through it. It's translucent. Verse number 19. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with a manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper. The second was a sapphire. The sapphire, as we would know it, is a dark blue stone. The third, chalcedony. Thank you. It's known as a greenish blue stone. Again, it's a beautiful stone. The fourth, an emerald. We know what an emerald is. It's a beautiful green stone. But notice these are different shades of color. Again, that variety. And I take this very literally, by the way. The fifth, a sardonic, how you say that, Doug? Sardonics? Okay. It's red, stone streaked with white. I question some of these things only because God's made this. This is how man sees stones. God could have something completely different. Are you following? But as we would see these stones, as some of these gemologists or whatever's researched this, they say these are the colors of the walls. Some things I would die on. Hills I would die on. You know what I'm following? I would die on, I'm saved by grace. I'd die on that hill. I would die on the hill that Jesus could come in any moment. I'd die on the hill that I'm eternally secured in Him. Are you following? There are a lot of things I'd die on doctrinally. I wouldn't die on this one, on that hill. You know, wherever. It's subjective because God could do anything. But as man would know it and see it, it would be that sardonyx is a red stone streaked with white in it. It'd still be beautiful stone, whatever it is. The sixth is a sardius. It's a brilliant red color. That's what they tell us, brilliant red. The seventh is a chrysolite, and that's a gold stone, almost yellow. The eighth is a beryl. It's a light green. The ninth is a topaz. Again, it's a yellowish green stone. And then this is interesting, that tenth one, a chrysoprasophis, sounds like a dinosaur, don't it? Yeah. Chrysoprasis. It's a gold-tinted green stone. The 11th is a jacinth. It's blue, almost turquoise, they would tell us. And then the 12th is an amethyst, which is a rich purple. But the thing, whatever the colors are, you know, really not as important as this is, that they're all different. They're all variety. It'd be multicolored. How beautiful it has to be. Just unbelievable. And I have a note here. These stones were similar to the breastplate of the high priest in Exodus chapter 28, verses 12 through 17. If you want to mark that, they're similar. Not exact, but you know, the high priest had that breastplate there with all the different stones. And if you compare the stones in Exodus 28, 12 through 17, they're very similar to those stones. Again, God loves variety. Well, let's move on real quick. Verse number 21. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. And notice this, and every several gate was of one pearl. Every gate, we already read how big these gates were. And the gate is made not of pearls, plural, but of a pearl, a single pearl. And you know how pearls are made. They're the only, I have a note here if I can find it again. Okay. It's the only jewel made by nature. This only thing that is made by nature, by flesh. If a foreign object enters into an oyster, it creates a wound, an irritation, a discomfort into, and it turns it over the period of time, it turns it into a pearl. Boy, there's a lot, you can compare that to what Jesus did for us, that we was like a piece of trash, and Jesus turned us into a pearl. Well, there's a lot could be said to that, but I believe literally that this gate is made of a single pearl. It's that huge. And I wouldn't say, boy, what a big oyster that must be, because God didn't need an oyster to create a pearl. He created it as he spoke this world into existence. By the way, do you believe that? God stepped on nothing, and he made something out of nothing. I can't even fathom that. Well, he can make this huge pearl out of nothing. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. I remember, every time I get this passage of scripture, I'll never forget going to Romania, the first time I went to Romania. And I preached, of course I was a young preacher then, I preached in that, where's that, Gary? He was in Gary Santino. You remember, huh? Gary, I remember he was in that, and they had a preacher's meeting and all, and we went, and because I was a visiting preacher, he let me preach. And I preached about heaven. I don't remember. I still remember I made the statement, because I say it all the time, or people say it all the time, that the streets were paved with gold. Well, after the sir, he came up to me, Gary did. He said, preacher, said, I want you, they're not paved with gold, they're pure gold. And I said, you're exactly right. They're not just paved with gold. They're pure gold. Remember that guy? I didn't like him, by the way. Anyways, I hope he ain't listening to this. I don't know if he's in the thing. He was a good guy. I'm just saying. Anyway, he was kind of sharp. And anyway, the streets weren't paved with gold. They're pure gold. Can you imagine? I can't. And the Bible says, as it were, transparent glass. Verse number 23, and the city had no need of the sun, neither the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof, the Shekinah glory of God. By the way, let me repeat this. The only Godhead we will ever see is Jesus Christ. When we see Jesus Christ, we see God. Again, I got 2-3 minutes. Remember when Moses was in that, he did the Ten Commandments. He told the Lord, he said, Lord, I want to see you. And the Lord God said, you can't look. No man can look upon me. And Moses said, man, I want to see you. I want to see you. And the Lord said, I tell you what, you get in the cleft of the rock, and when I pass by, I'll put my hand over the crack of the rock, and you can see the backside of me when I pass by. You see the hind. Well, you know the story. The Lord passed by. And as he moved his hand, Moses looked, and the Shekinah glory shone on Moses so much that when he came down the mountain, they had to cover him, remember, with a sheet, because the Shekinah glory was all over Moses. Now, I can't fathom that, because we ain't seen Jesus yet. One day we will.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.